Yo, what's up, Space Rangers? Welcome to Blurred and Beyond, Season 9, Episode 4. Blade. Who, what, where?
It's all good.
Who, hey. What, when, where, how? You know, Blade, like, where he at? What's going on with him?
Yeah.
You don't know.
That part. Well,
we got hot topics, though, before we get into that, because, yeah, that's a serious, you know, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, the Dragon Ball theme park is apparently supposed to have 30 themed rides.
That's a lot. Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn. Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah. They got enough for people to get on.
I don't know what that means.
You're
going to have to ride it.
Yeah. They dropped the first look of Lobo in the Supergirl movie, you know, because Jason, if you don't know, Jason Momoa is playing him. He's been wanting to play that character for the longest.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be the first ever robot fight. It's coming soon.
Gundam, I want to see it.
Right, that part.
It's a boxing match, apparently. This is gonna be crazy.
Come on, who creating it? You know?
It's called Unity Iron Fist King, set to stream live in May 2025. The exact robot models are yet confirmed. Expected that Unitrize G1 or advanced H1 robots will enter the ring.
Okay. How
do you know who loses?
I guess the robot.
Probably, I guess it's going to be real Rock'em Sock'em. Whoever gets the head knocked off, though.
Or probably blow up. Because I remember that old robot show I used to watch where they could build their robots. And like,
okay, you know, I remember that.
Yeah, unless it's like that. Where then whoever robot gets destroyed, they just lost.
All this money.
Until the AI take over and turn on people. It's up for humanity.
Ultron.
Here we come, Ultron and I Am Legend. Not I Am Legend. I Robot. Is I Robot or Robot?
Mm-hmm. I did not murder him.
Yeah. Camp Rock 3 is in the works.
I heard about that.
I ain't watched it, so I can't say much.
He said I ain't watched the first two, so.
Yeah. I never saw the first song, but only because of my sister.
Yeah, don't get me to lying about the songs now. I watched it, but I ain't watch it.
It's all good.
So I would have to run it back.
I ran it back.
It was good, but I was older, so I wasn't really paying attention as much.
Yeah, I got you. The Last Ronin writer wants 90s April O'Neil actress involved in the movie adaptation. They want Judith Hogue to come back. I mean, it makes sense. She still got the look. And it's just out nostalgia reasons.
She's got the look.
I don't remember. I don't even know if I watched it. I watched it. I don't know.
What, The Last Ronin?
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors was interviewed by Cam Newton instead of Keke Palmer for certain reasons. But you know, they got the interview done still.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna actually release the episode or is she just waiting for some of the backlash to fall off. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, Newton was like, he want all the smoke. Black media. And God forgives you, Jonathan Majors.
Man.
It's like, bruh, you can't. I'm mad. He can't recover from it.
That's what they label him. So that's just
Chris Brown enters the chat. You know, like, they never gonna let that go.
I never gonna let it go. No, but
then literally running away on tape. Well, video, like, and loafers in a peacoat in the street.
Some people be playing favorites because then they let other people slide.
That part, and that's like, what kills everything. On?
Like, dude, like, what the heck, bro?
Yep, that's just how it is.
Would they rather him be running like Shia LaBeouf? Like, come on. Oh, yeah, he really trying to get away.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That man said, like, Shia LaBeouf.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
me off. But let me ask y'all this, though, man, because of course, we all know the whole him running away thing. That was obvious, but what do y'all, have y'all heard the audio of him and her having a problem, like, in 2022 or something, and
I haven't heard the audio.
Admitted to like strangling her or whatever.
Yeah, I heard about that. Arguing.
Okay, yeah, strangulation. What do y'all thoughts on?
See, I don't know. If it's, like, I don't have a lot of evidence for that because I don't know. Like,
yeah,
like it ain't really enough evidence to re-say anything. But like, did you hear the audio?
Yeah,
I heard bits and pieces. Like, he admitted that he got aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said. Strangle me, but I don't hear her saying, you know, did she hit him first or slap him? Like, it was almost like the intent was to get him to admit stuff.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear her saying what she did.
Yeah. Like, it's out of context. They could have been talking about sexual thing that they was doing. And she knew, because people, it's like almost like reverse psychology. You ask a question. Mm-hmm. As you want to, then like it blurs the lines because it's like, oh, we could be having a conversation about something to get you to say bits and pieces of a thing that's related to that, and I can take that out and like, oh, look, this is that. You see, he's admitting to this. This is that, and it's a whole different conversation we done had.
Yeah,
right. It's lined up perfectly to what I want it to be.
Yeah,
and that's why I feel like you always need at least visual with the audio. Like, if you just have one and not the other, sometimes, you know, stuff can be shaky. Yeah.
And the visual that we got was him running away, trying to get away from her. So
yeah, but we had the audio to like hear nothing. Like, right.
Yeah, if it was like video evidence of showing that, then yeah, then that's just solid right there. But just going by audio,
audio.
Like, yeah, audio can be manipulated really. But yeah, video cannot.
Way easier than video, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that part. So too many speculations.
Hope he catches pudding though. Hope he get up.
Yeah. I mean, good looking at the part, I feel like he, because at the end of the day, the way I look at it, they was in a relationship, a toxic one, an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
Both parties played a part.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just unfortunate that it all had to be displayed for the world to see. Yeah. And now everybody got an opinion. And I'm not justifying putting your hands on a woman because I would never do it. But it's the same thing. Don't put your hands on a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It go both ways. So yeah. I feel like in relationships, you're going to have those moments where things get, you know, like I said, toxic, unhealthy. And the best result is to leave each other the fuck alone. So you don't end up in these type of situations.
Yeah,
that part.
When it started getting to that point, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a relationship anymore. Y'all basically boxing. Like, if that's what y'all want, if that's what you consider love, you need to, you know, reconsider. So,
yeah.
Like I said, he moved on. He married. Got him a beautiful woman. He's content. He felt like because he went through that, he was able to find his wife. So I support it. And I think people just need to let these people be who they are and remember what's the important thing is the art.
Bruh.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't like too, bruh. Everybody got an opinion. Yeah, half these people don't know what they're talking about. They just talking.
Him as a fall guy.
Just to talk, right?
Yeah.
They're using him as a fall guy too. Like, that's ridiculous, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy, bro.
It's tragic, man. So y'all gotta be safe out here. Protect yourselves, man.
Yeah. Because there's a video going around about another couple, but it's a black woman and a white guy, and people are out there saying different stuff. So it's like, it's weird because it's like and people are, oh, don't bring race into it, but it's different when it's other way around.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, moving on. Probably the best hot topic we have ever had. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a Martin spinoff with Vernal Hill starring Tommy Davidson, ordered by BET Plus.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be good.
Did you miss me?
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. That's going to be good. I'm telling you. It's going to be good.
Yeah, Vernal Hill, boy.
It's going to be good, brother.
Balance the woman in me. Well, come on, man.
I'm telling you,
that part
man might that have to be people now.
I'm trying to tell you, I might hear that. That might have, to run the pockets now.
I mean, let me know.
I'm gonna tell you the type of nigga I am, though. I borrowed BET Plus specifically to watch the Martin reunion and still ain't watched the shit. And now my uncle don't even have it anymore. So, oh my God. So I had to run the practice, man. That's what I get, man. I was like, well, I want to be in the mood because I know it's gonna be sad.
Yeah,
yeah. And
the mood never came, I guess, because I still ain't watched it. So I might have to run the practice. They better still be up there too.
Lord,
I know it.
Well, look, let's get right into it.
You're so mean, man.
Why do you
talking about something? I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I didn't even mean to. Go ahead. I was gonna say, I won't even try to be mean. You know, he kind of made me feel bad the way he said, I ain't used to him being hurt. You know what I'm saying? I know how to react. But go ahead.
Loki
is a long awaited episode, and we kind of brought it from the radio show. It's just Blade in MCU. Why, how? Like,
don't piss me off.
What's going on, brother?
He said, as soon as I hop on,
what's going on?
And I don't know, man. Like,
he catching straight. The Blade character just catching strays entirely. Like, on Marvel Rivals, they got him in the bed asleep. Hey. They teased him not to even drop him.
He was chained up in February.
Yes.
Come on now.
No, I don't know what to say on that.
They already leaked. They leaked these abilities.
Low key, they brought out somebody that was complete opposite. Well, we ain't gonna talk about that. I'm trying to get people hating me.
But
those Frost fans.
Whoa, Sub Zero. Nah, somebody gonna be like, nah, Sub Zero belongs to us. Don't you try to do that?
Oh my God.
Oh, like, wait,
like him,
according
man.
To cosplay scenarios, he's not that. He's the other.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a little inside. That's a little banter. But no, I feel like I really want to say they had like script issues and all that mess. But the thing with Deadpool and Wolverine, oh my gosh. There will be only one Blade. Like,
he canceled him.
That echoed a lot of stuff. And like, they're like, I know people was like, hey, look, it's not the right time.
It's not the right time. Just put that line in the movie. That was supposed to be cut.
No, you gonna listen. They weren't supposed to do that to us.
Hey, nah. Maybe it was a warning, the intentional, bro. Maybe like, yeah.
Stare back at the camera, like James Franco. One blade. But yeah, bro. Like they kind of put the nail in the coffin. Like, hey, just sit this one out for right now. Just wait. But
yeah,
you know, right. That's how I feel.
Man, I was trying to say. Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what to say because it's like every time he try to make a movie. They scrap it, and it's like, yeah, what is the issue? Is it the actor? Can somebody not write a story with him? Because like, it's a lot of stories you can make with him.
Yeah,
you know, like, yeah, he got his own. Yeah,
it's like, what's the issue? It's like, I don't understand. They want to see black people.
Oh, man.
Is that it?
I don't know, man.
We just want a superhero out there.
Yeah,
that's all. They said y'all got Rhodey.
They getting oh my gosh. They probably getting tired of that. They're like, a nigga that walks in the sun, we ain't gonna never hear the end of it. He got melanin powers. Look at that shit. We gonna hear this for the next few years. You know they don't let nothing go. You know they don't let nothing go.
Dang, bro. All
right, that part.
I just don't understand. Like, if one, why put that line in the movie, right? Because then I feel like they trolling us. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, there's only one Blade, and then I'm sitting in the movie like, well, I guess Wesley coming back to the Blade franchise then with his old
wife. I can't wait.
I guess. And then they're like, oh, well, it's canceled. Like, let me find out Wesley broke a hip and they just had to push everything. Like, just he tried to do one stunt.
He was like.
And cancel the whole movie.
Hey, what about that Blade game? Is it still going or is it canceled?
Nah, we're not going to talk about the Blade game. We don't talk about that.
It's next.
Don't nobody care nothing about that.
Blade proves that racism still exists because why it always got to be him?
Like
with everything.
Bruh, I thought it was going to be his year.
What time out? Because it ain't no secret that I've been off of Marvel Rivals for a little too long. Did he ever get released?
Yeah. They say like he's sleeping. He's sleeping, but they never released his character.
See, okay, so I ain't tripping.
They got all his abilities though. Like they leaked all his abilities up, but they just
why is he still trapped?
They playing with people's emotions, man.
He's sleeping in the bed.
That's basically what it is.
In Wakanda.
Yeah.
He just
well, tell Black Panther to wake his behind up. Like, we've been waiting.
I'm just saying, Ebon Bay. Like, come on, man.
I'm done.
Get him up.
Ebon Bay.
Challenge him.
And the crazy part is, like, the last season was about Dracula and vampires. You would think, you know, Blade getting released.
Are they waiting
that,
until October?
You know.
But right, no, you know what they did? They said, didn't we give y'all a Black Panther skin?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
didn't
God.
We give y'all a vampire Black Panther skin? Are y'all not happy?
Blade is not from Africa, white man.
Bruh.
Like, that's what I would say. Blade is not from Africa.
Bro. I thought it was going to be
they're gonna look at you just like this. They're going to be like,
too different. But he's African American.
I would be happy if they had Captain Britain. You know what I'm saying? That's what they probably say. I would be okay.
Man, shit. They might as well.
Oh, fuck.
So,
drunk crazy, bro.
I really thought I just missed out. Like, I was like, dang, I need to go in and play again so I can play the Blade. And motherfuckers still trying to skate uphill.
Nah, they tried to distract us by putting in a thick Emma Frost up there. That's what they tried to do.
They got me. Everybody
comparing to Sarah J.
Dr. Umar just gonna have to understand.
Mm. Well, I guess once people stop going, it's like, hey, wait, where's Blade?
Once
where,
we
get off
of
me.
Census.
Where's Blade?
He said, get off of me.
Get off of me, foul.
You know how pissed I would be if I wrote the script for that movie and it's just sitting there just collecting dust.
Mm. That script had to been trash. It must have been written by the wrong person.
And I think about like the longer you wait, you're gonna have to find a new nigga because Marshall Ali, he gonna be like, hey man,
yeah, these guys ain't the youngest now.
You know, like what y'all and want? Cause
you gotta find the right person too, because I don't think everybody
was it true? Was it even true he was the choice? Or was that just anything?
Yeah, nah, he was
I think he had said
he it. Been the Eternals, like,
okay.
The little end credit scene.
Okay. I ain't know that.
I ain't never seen it.
Because not everybody don't give off Blade energy, you know? You can't just pick a random person to pick Blade. It gotta be a good person. That
could... You know, I hope they choose a random person and they just go crazy with the killer. I hope he don't look like he could act like Blade and he just do it and knock it out the park. That's what I hope. I hope they be like, they chose him.
They just had his voice in it.
Okay.
That'd be wild. Mm. Like, I'm Blade. Start doing dumb stuff.
I'm late.
Put Johnny Gambino as Blade.
Universe 842, whatever.
Blade don't pay no taxes.
Blade. And then, nigga. Like, what was it? When we talked about on the radio, I would have brought Wesley back, like, as Whistler. Like, he's okay. Basically the mentor and stuff. But,
okay.
Now looking at the old cast and who they had cast, because they had Del Lindo. I probably said them boy named wrong.
Don't get me the line.
All right, that part don't get me mine.
Lord. All these niggas the same.
Oh, the Lord.
I'd be like the old grandma, nigga. You know your name, shit.
Names. Are you sounding like their substitute teacher, bro?
Right. Timothy. Aaron.
Aaron. Like, what is that?
Jay Quillen.
It's Jacqueline.
Oh, okay. I see what we about to do.
We better.
I taught in the inner city for 10 years.
Right, bro.
I don't know how to read.
Say it right. D-nice. D-nice.
I'm too loud.
So originally, let me type his name in. Say his name right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The old Shag Hennessy's office before I bust the club up your ass.
Delroy Lindo.
To some kids.
Really is. Delroy Lindo was supposed to play Jamal Afari. He was a vampire hunter as well and stuff, and he had trained Blade in the very beginning. So that's they kind of was going like a sort of or different origin story way, but true to the comics. And that makes sense. Like, so, but the change up that my little saying Wesley Snipes should be cast as Whistler, but they would keep him in the picture. Either way, he could be cast as because what's his name was in it too. That Aaron Pierre dude, he was in it as well. And he dropped, they all dropped when they be the,
Aaron.
After a while.
Yeah, that's
they wanted them to do some freaky stuff. And it was like, I'm gonna walk out on this.
But they had dropped a lot of them.
Yeah, that's what
but I feel like Wesley Snipes could probably play Jamal Afari too.
Mm.
And that would make sense. It's like, but I would say in this sense, since they're doing multiversal stuff, go to Deadpool and Wolverine route. Like, Wesley Snipes' Blade is looking for the MCU's Blade to, or the Blade to be but he comes across the MCU's Blade that's happens to take over for him, and it's like some type of mission. They like they run into Dracula, and like then I guess he comes across, I don't know, that Blade trying to be with the Midnight Suns or something like that. It's some way they can write it, because they're dealing with multiversal stuff anyway right now. It's like it'd be like a passing of a torch movie, and then they can still do the little, if they want to do the little origin movie, they can still do that, or just go straight to Midnight Suns and then do the origin movie.
That's true.
Yeah. They take him forever. Like, we ain't gonna never see the character or those characters we like to see, because what Werewolf by Night is getting another season, or I mean another like episode type of thing, more movie.
Okay.
Thing. So we're gonna see the Werewolf and Swamp Thing again. So. Well, Man Thing. We're gonna see Man Thing again. So
that sounds so weird.
Yeah. But look, yeah. Mind, bro. And then what's name? Was Elsa Bloodstone? We're gonna see her again too. But I don't know. It's a way they could still do it and like keep like have Wesley Snipes in there. He, like either way, he can be Whistler and he's still mentoring. So it's like the people can see, like oh. So it's like in a way, the old Blade is mentoring the new Blade in a way, even though because he played Blade already. And he's playing the mentor now.
The mentor.
That could work. I think that'll be good.
They got to figure out the supporting cast and stuff like that.
But you know what? We're going to throw that script out the window. Sorry, buddy. You can leave. The door is right there.
That's it. You can leave.
Yeah. Think about like multiversal stuff with Blade. Yeah, get your ass out of here. Get the hell out of here.
Man. They got to do something.
Get the hell out of here, man. Get the hell out of here, Hank.
I ain't with the fat shit, man. That's a man.
I can switch seats if you want.
They on this side with us.
I can switch seats.
Be on the other side with the women.
I can switch seats.
Stop being weird.
I'm just saying, man. Like nobody. I'm not doing anything.
I'm not.
That's just Jim. You was doing that outside.
Ain't no way.
God, yo, man, I'm sorry, man. Donald Glover deserved to be Blade after that. If he came up with that on his own,
you know how much hate he get for being Blade. They be like, everybody be sitting there like, you hear a whole bunch of people smacking their foreheads.
Oh yeah, like that meme.
Yeah,
movie theater gonna have COVID. Yo, nobody gonna.
They find nobody else.
Mm-hmm. What do y'all think though? Like, what you think they're gonna do? Or what would you think they should do?
I think they should scrap it for at least 5 years.
And just
say something 5 years.
They ain't even do that with Black Panther.
Man, didn't cancel Black Panther 17 times either.
Well, I don't know. They pushed it back a little bit now.
Just a little bit. They didn't say, oh, we stopping it indefinitely. Oh, it's coming back out. Oh, it's been canceled. It's been canceled.
Say something.
I don't need to be 40 before Blade come out.
Crazy.
I mean, if they say it's canceled indefinitely, just let it be canceled for a few years. Regroup. Find new writers, find new actors.
I'm making
figure it out
because it is getting annoying.
Don't announce it.
It's getting annoying. Yeah. It's like new Blade movie. We back. Oh, sorry, no, you ain't. We back again.
Exactly. I don't care no more. I told y'all. I
really don't care
anything else.
I don't care either.
Midnight Suns, and then film the little origin story movies immediately after. So they
Then they gotta find a way to like, I guess, incorporate them, you know, in there. Of course,
they climbing around.
So, I just hope if they do release the movie, it be kind of horror, like a little dark vampire. You know, they hope they don't skimp out on that.
They're gonna skimp out
with some action.
You know what happened? They tried to make it too jokey. It was gonna be
like that's what it is. Or
Love and Thunder.
Little
that's gonna and they read this, they looked up like it was like this ain't
them little
why are you giving him so many clips?
Yeah,
he not Spider-Man.
He really is.
What is this?
Even though Spider-Man stories can
get a different direction.
That's kind of what I would suggest. How like you said the multi-universe, I feel like maybe by the third movie, they can introduce Wesley into the picture, kind of like how they did with No Way Home.
Yes,
because I thought that was genius.
Yeah,
but the way as long as it's taken, we might not have that type of time.
You think they're gonna do that again?
Wesley gonna be gone in the ground by the
time. All right, man. This
dang, what the heck are you doing?
You're killing niggas.
Take him out. He gonna die. I didn't say he gonna die like crazy. I said he gonna die old age. He getting older. I'm just saying he gonna be like, it's gonna be like from the Black Ranger now. That's what I'm
saying. Hey, how long Black Ranger gonna be doing?
Black Ranger has said this. White Army.
The Black Ranger has said this. Yes.
KKK.
Daddy, stop saying that, y'all. I'm not saying nothing racist. Y'all twisting my narrative.
The Black Ranger White has three. Said this. He has the rope.
Oh, he's about to turn into a psycho ranger.
I said, how long do you think they can be doing the multiverse stuff?
He has the rope.
I don't know.
Because you know people gonna get tired of it. Maybe after Doom. Tired of it eventually. So it's like they're gonna be slowing down and doing different stuff.
Oh yeah, because that's gonna be stupid after a while.
Probably. Yeah, after,
we kind of tired of the multiverse Wars. Already, low key.
Yes,
the last multiverse movie I really want to see is this Miles Morales movie, to be honest, if I'm honest with y'all.
Yeah, I do
kind of want to see Doomsday, but at the same time, it's like
that was another hot topic, but I didn't read it because it's too many. But apparently, Sydney Sweeney, supposed to be Gwen Stacy. Apparently, we're getting, of course, but they already had said we were getting three more Spider-Man movies. But apparently, Gwen Stacy and Miles Morales is supposed to pop up. Is a rumor, apparently.
Is Miles Morales still Miles Morales? Because I know he had some controversy with him because of the co-star.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, because he was out there being weird.
I know he punching the air, though, because she's definitely feeling Michael B. Jordan. She wants some air.
You know what? He looked like a clown too in front of everybody, which is
he
crazy.
Did. He clowned himself in front of everybody. He played in front of everybody. And he didn't have no, like, he ain't even try to get back. It just stayed a clown.
He wants some air, though. He
just left the makeup on.
She wants some air.
You're crazy, bro.
That's why I could never say nothing about a female on live television and then they don't say nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I'm about to turn into the Joker.
Yeah, I ain't gonna move.
I don't know if y'all seen him when he was on that.
you get what you fucking deserve.
We live in a society for real.
Don't get that back one day.
You're gonna make me look like a clown in front of everybody. And then it'll be like not too long after when you find out they thirsting after somebody. Like, so you had to do that right now. You could just hold off for a couple of weeks, let my stuff die down, and then go. You got to shoot your shot right now. Okay.
Oh, okay. Right, that part.
In the back, y'all. Yeah, it's
my head's rough, buddy.
Hit that Zuko.
Oh, yeah, Zuko. Yeah.
He said it to Sokka, though. He said, my girlfriend turned into the moon. That's rough, bro.
That's rough. I guess that's rough.
That's rough, buddy.
I mean, in his defense, Zuko don't know how to deal with stuff.
You know what? I would like a Ghost Rider and Blade movie. Just for no reason.
I'm saying, they do Midnight Suns. Just do Midnight Suns.
No, I just want them to.
He said, I just want them to.
I mean, that could lead up. They could do that, though. They could do like a buddy, almost like a buddy cop thing, and then it leads to Midnight Suns. It's like they're recruiting.
DC come out and be like, he's trying to copy Green Lantern. We had the buddy cop movie playing first.
They like recruiting them after each movie. Like that could be it. That could be a series. They could do that on Disney Plus, and then the big team up movie is Midnight Suns.
Yeah, DC gonna want
to. I told you, we be coming up
DC
with some good stuff.
DC gonna
want
to kick your tail. DC come knocking on my door. I'm gonna tell them where you live at. I'm just saying.
I'm moving though. Yeah,
you forgot where I live at.
You ain't say what he said. I just know he's like, what's this? I'm like, I ain't even say it, but you know, I hear he live in Los Angeles somewhere. If you want to go find him,
Los Angeles.
I live in Miami. Look at that.
See, he trying to deflect already.
Well, I guess other than Dracula, who would be the villain of, like, if it wasn't Dracula?
What's that girl's name?
Mephisto.
That is interesting.
What? Hold on. I mean,
it could work. What are you talking about? Now, Mephisto.
All five fingers?
No, the villain. The villain.
Oh, get my God.
Villain, bro. Hold on. What kind of you watching that Black site. Them black site. Too many of them black site videos.
Knuckles too.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
You got a back. You got a.
This fish though deep, with a pH, bro.
Yeah, I got
apparently deep is what they like.
I think it's Lilith.
Okay.
To the elbow.
No.
Wow. No. Wow. I don't know what side of what you want.
Call your timeout. Call your timeout.
Please.
What?
No. He said penalty box. You got to show up for 5 minutes.
Y'all wow.
Like it wouldn't be like the main video stuff. Game neither. Like on I don't play. Know why the hell they had Iron Man and all them in there. No, it's the actual real Midnight Suns team.
Yeah. That Blade game ain't gonna see the light of day.
We hitting on Iron Man.
Yeah, we definitely ain't getting no game.
We ain't getting no game.
Nah. No, don't say that, y'all.
We're not getting.
You want to know what's crazy? You want to know what's really crazy?
What?
We got GTA 6 before we got the Blade movie.
Oh, that would be wild.
You talking about that? Oh yeah, that's gonna be the first $100 game, right? First three digit.
You buying it, right?
And niggas gonna be standing in line.
That's the face of fall out collectible for me to this, get it in the first.
Listen, that day, that
7 months. That junk gonna have to fall out the back of a truck.
Niggas ain't gonna be no work going on.
I have to agree with Chris on this one. Yeah, for sure.
I might have to go talk to somebody in Walmart.
I know I ain't paying $100.
I'm not paying no digits over a based game. Not a just a base game. It ain't even collectible. It's a based game.
If somebody missing, like you go to work, somebody missing, you know who did it.
Like what the heck? It's like it's in the game. Why wouldn't I do it in real life? No, get out of here.
Oh, God.
You can have the game. I'm not better about this. Nah.
Nope. I watch niggas on YouTube play it, though.
I'm not spending that much money for no game.
At this point, they either should let Ryan Coogler direct it just because of Sinners, but that probably might be too cliche because, like, well, he just did a vampire movie.
Right.
He
might not want to do that.
Give it to Jordan Peele.
I take Michael Bay.
Give it to Jordan Peele.
Call
it
a day.
I feel like he could do that.
Michael Bay. You all know because of the Power Ranger explosions that be happening.
The soundtrack might be fire too. Yeah, the right creepy music and then the non-creepy music. Yeah.
I mean, see, I hear what you're saying, but with Michael Bay, once he slices a vampire, it's going to be explosions.
Michael Bay do it, you're going to think it's about to be creepy music.
It's going
to
be cinema. It's going to be cinema.
It's going to be cinema. Bring in the Transformers and the G.I. Joes in there.
They ain't going to have a Transformer, bro.
It's a team.
You know how mad I would be if there was a Transformer come out in a Blade movie? I'd get up and leave right then. I'd get up and leave. It's bad enough we got G.I. Joe and Transformers together.
I'm like, they just fucking with me. You know? Yeah. Need my goddamn money back.
They just doing stuff now. You see a Power Ranger. You see Blade morph. You like it. So we just making jokes now. This is just a joke to y'all. This is just y'all just doing everything and anything.
Like, I'm gonna hit out. Just go ahead and pack it up. Get that long.
Bunch of fishes. That's what y'all is. Y'all just be.
They just trying to
get. Is that G.I. Joe?
Like, dang, what Duke doing here? And then him and Blade high five like they do the little. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Come on, with Cyclops.
Yeah, good to see you, Duke.
Yeah,
because knowing is half the battle.
That's what's gonna have to happen, bro. Because they ain't trying to make a movie. He's gonna just be in something random.
That's probably gonna be the Zorro.
Okay, not Dom Toretto.
That's probably gonna be Zorro. The MCU just be in random universes.
You gonna be the Fast Furious 15 or something.
I watch a Blade, Zorro, and Django movie.
How'd y'all end up together?
Throw the Texas that's Ranger in there.
Oh, I was talking about Ranger from One Piece.
We got a party.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy.
We got a party.
Nah, he gonna be in Sinners.
The Texas Ranger gotta be the real one, though. Not those.
Yeah, if he in Sinners, I'm telling you. Oh, Michael that's who Michael B. Jordan's brother is. He Blade.
He like, there's someone at the end of the movie, they like, there's someone we gotta go see. And they go, I'm like, he's the best of the best. You gotta go get him. It's gonna be kind of funny.
I'm like, how Michael be going to Killmonger and Blade?
Bruh, I tell you, bruh.
They're like, it's Michael B. Jordan twin. He, that's CGI.
I'm doing this with my people.
Like, what he doing in here?
Yeah, like, he's already dead. We already killed him. Get somebody else.
Like, Angela, well, bruh. Ain't no way. I'd be mad.
Ava DuVernay could do it too.
You know what? At this point, I'll take a cartoon. Like, so.
Nah.
See, for real.
Nah, that's a cop out. Nah.
I need you up.
Nah. Safe. What? Nah.
Safe bet.
Can't just throw Gear 5 on it and think I'm going to be all happy with it. No.
Damn right. You damn right. I mean, you right. But at the same time, just like, dang. It's like he don't exist. he's there, but he's just a mannequin. Like, he's just there.
I don't think any other character has had this many cancellations.
Nope.
They sure made Fantastic Four workout. And sure, I'm not going to say I really like the trailer, to be honest with you. If I'm really being honest. Because the thing don't look like he going against toe-to-toe with the Hulk.
Hey, I'm going to be honest. Not I do ever. Not like any design, bro.
The thing does not look like he can go toe-to-toe against the Hulk. I'm like, if you go look at the Hulk, and I noticed, and you know, that's crazy because the Hulk's off now.
Yeah.
So, like, you go look at the Hulk and you go look at him, I'm like, the Hulk going backhand him. One backhand and that's a knockout.
Thing on Ozempic or something,
bro.
Like,
God, stink, man. Then it looked like he made a play, though. Low key. It looked like he made a play, though.
Good guy.
Soft tail.
Yeah. That boy, it's like he ain't bulky. Like, he ain't like, you know.
Man, ain't nobody want lean thing.
Oh, man.
Wait.
Hey, some people like
you still should be in timeout. I think we got like 2 minutes.
Hold on, timeout. It's been five.
Yeah, hold on now, Dave.
He said it's been five.
Lean thing.
You ain't like it. Rock with the curve in it. They like that. Don't get it.
Got that protein and that lean thing.
Oh, see, Mr. Fantastic.
Lean bean. Fighting machine.
He said it's the fantastic time. Thing.
Hey, but for him, it's gobbling time. Because they go gobble him
hope
up.
He ain't the human. They go gobble hope up. There ain't no torch on that thing.
They go gobble him
it's
up.
It's throbbing time. It's throbbing time. Is what
they go gobble him Jesus. Up.
Hey, yo, Blade gonna appear in a Fantastic Four movie.
Penis.
Oh boy, that'll be.
You've been waiting for me,
Josh. I know not. Yes, there you go. Cause what the heck, y'all didn't hear him?
No,
don't worry about it. It's
I heard the end part. I didn't just hit.
He's just saying stuff.
I put it in the chat.
Look at him. He like a bad
put
kid.
Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat.
He look like a bad
it.
Kid.
I'm gonna say it out loud.
Tell him what you said.
Put in the chat.
The class want to know. Mr. J. Wright, would you please send it from the class and say what you...
that part.
He's just saying
he said, so.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, they want it. They going to give it to him. Rock hard.
He said, I'm getting bricked up.
It's clobbering time.
And so
funny. Yeah, he better hit him with the Boston buns.
Oh, my God.
Not throwing it back. I don't think you want the thing to do that to nobody, man. That's gonna be terrible.
He was fucking Kerry Washington.
Wait, can he do that? That was the real question. I don't think he could do that.
He made a C. Made
I don't want to see.
She made a C.
Shit.
She felt it in the air.
He saw how fine that ass was.
She was out there looking like the Oracle. You know how the Oracle, their eyes be like looking straight up in the air before they see it.
I looked her at her optic steams.
He'd be like,
and I said,
she dealt it all right.
That's crazy.
That
one unusual. I don't think anybody would really do that. I don't think so either.
I think she'd be dead.
I think she'd be dead.
I just thought about
this. I don't think there's enough lube in the world.
This is what they should do.
You said bitch, though.
This is what they should do, though. Because the way Daredevil is killing is fire. Fire.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss. And then
good job.
The thing with Spider-Man coming and stuff. Honestly, the script is there from the old Spider-Man animated series. Blade popped up in that. Like, everybody popped in that. Like, that was around there in New York, popped up in that. Man, either Have Blade show up in the Spider-Man movie or something. Like, we actually get to see him, and it's like
that makes a lot of fucking sense.
Like, I don't know. And then then have him, like, then he just goes off in his own movie or just goes straight to Midnight Sun. Like, you know, I got something I gotta do.
That low key was one of my favorite episodes of the Spider-Man from the 90s when Blade popped up in that motherfucker.
Yes, bro. On the bike?
Shit. With the bike, nigga. Nice. Yeah. He was looking for Morpheus ass.
I really don't know how they got people Morpheus. Still living in New York within the Marvel universe now that you brought that up.
Them niggas got some good
ass. All them insurance. Superheroes, that means there's all them villains too. Like, you just go outside and Sandman gonna really rock your joint and be like, give me your money. Bro, like, every time. Fire. Like, I'm just trying to go to work, dog.
Good ass.
Where's Spider-Man at?
Yeah.
Imagine you on your last strike from being late all the damn time.
I know rent cheap, though.
Rent cheap. Sandman to somebody do some shit.
I show up to work with sand in my drawers. Like, bro, like, I know you see this sand. I know you saw the news. They're like,
sorry.
They just created another villain right there.
About to call me Bomb Voyage.
Right, they just created another villain.
I'm telling you,
gonna fire me.
Right. The next day,
right?
Yeah, like, put everything in the motherfucking bag.
Everybody, like, is that you? Somebody else say something else stupid.
Now he Electro Man.
Matter of fact,
that's all cool till Captain America shield pop across your head.
I was say, yeah, because you got Avengers, you got who else? Fantastic Four, like, it's a lot of heroes.
Yeah, you got the Defenders.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. It's up for you.
I ain't trying to talk about Zen while getting my butt kicked by Danny Rand. You gotta chill, man. Pop, 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 pop.
That's what they should do, because you see how Daredevil had his little cameo. Yeah, his cameo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, his cameo.
He did.
And then boom, he's back. Disney Plus show. If they have to do it that way, give us Blade a show. Give Blade a show. Do it that way.
He don't look old. How long ago was that?
Is X-Men in New York too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'm not dealing with mutant supervillains. And I'm not dealing with that. That's a lot
of Powerpuff Girls.
Nah, just, I care
about the project. That's Townsview. But yeah, that's how I feel like they should do, honestly.
I just always thought it was New York.
We had to ask that question.
You don't be listening because they say Townsville every episode.
I know, but I thought it was a place in New York.
Nah, Townsville is just Townsville.
That's in Townsville.
That's crazy. It's just
in Townsville.
Ain't no other part of the world, just Townsville.
We don't need Powerpuff Girls. They demons too. I don't know why not. You jaywalk across the street, you might get meeked up, snatched up by Buttercup.
Oh yeah, by the way, fuck the professor. All right.
Final thoughts. Niggas getting off track. Final thoughts.
Man, either do the Blade movie or don't. But
yeah,
make
either do it or don't do it. Like, the teasing is just too much.
He has to pop up somewhere.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere.
Because that'll let them know niggas really want to see this movie. Based off of the reaction,
yeah, like,
because look at how they reacted when Wesley popped up. So
just don't say nothing, and then when you ready to drop a trailer, make sure you got the movie ready now. Because don't cancel once you drop the trailer. You got to drop the movie. I don't care if it's trash or not.
Yeah, give them a show, bro.
During the Super Bowl.
Give them a show.
I don't do that. Ain't nobody watching.
Nah, drop that shit in the NBA playoffs, and they'd be like, "Oh shit, it's happening! It's happening!" Shit.
I'd still be mad. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like, they're gonna
in that fucking shit and they give him a show.
Push it off.
They should do that. Give him a show and it just all the pieces will align.
They're gonna send out an email to everybody.
We ain't doing that shit.
That means
and we ain't even meant to submit that to the finals.
We ain't doing that shit.
Somebody in the back. We don't give a fuck.
Get back to the game.
Man, y'all talking about
that? Gonna be crazy if like they had Blade that he dressed up like oh, and everybody just quiet. Like, that'd be embarrassing, bro. That'd be embarrassing.
Oh, he showed the Comic Con, nobody clap.
Yeah, like nobody say that. I'm like, dang.
Who invited this nigga?
We gave up on you, bitch.
Take your tail back home. I don't care about you no more.
It's not
throwing
shit on the screen. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's the writers.
They're knocking his glasses off.
God, somebody yeah, threw a book.
You're my shade.
You throw a book at Blade. Somebody threw a hardback book at his
tail. I'm Blade. You don't throw no book at me.
They broke it in my nose.
Well, this is Rock. Fuck the book.
The stoning of him is crazy.
Yeah, get the comments. Get the garlic.
Niggas went to the BC era.
Jeez, huh. Airs and then rocks.
Mm.
Get your rocks.
But now we love Blade. Like that, don't play with our emotions, bro.
You say no.
Don't play with our emotions, man. That's just ridiculous. Don't play with our emotions, man.
It's not nice. It's not nice.
Just give us Blue Marvel, bro.
Christian, don't piss me off.
Hey, I ain't mad at that.
No, they've been playing about that since the Marvel, since they dropped Captain Marvel. It was like, that's him in the sky. That's the star. And they were like, oh, yeah, Denzel Washington supposed to play him and all this stuff. It's just
conspiracy theory. Old. I'm going to be pissed off.
It's going to be Denzel, man.
Denzel going to have the suit on. He's going to have a little gut in the suit, bro.
All right, Dino Denzel Slender. All right, this has been Blurred and Beyond.
They would give us Vixen before they give us Blade. What?
A Vixen.
I know where you live.
I know where you live. Back when they was making Catwoman and Fantastic Four, if they would have threw out a Vixen movie, Superhead, I would have definitely been all in that.
Vixen gonna be coming. They're probably gonna go ahead and give Tiana Taylor that role. And we need that.
Hell yeah.
I need it.
Feed the streets. Feed us.
Feed the streets.
Oh my God.
Oh. We hungry out here.
Feed the streets.
Check us out on all social media platforms. Via Blurred and Beyond. You look us up, we'll pop up. We are unique like that. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our entertainment page on Facebook. The Black Space Rangers come be an honorary Space Ranger. What we know about all things entertainment when they drop. We can't tell you our source, but just know we know pretty early. Yes, all right. Sir. And be careful. For those who are already up there, be careful what you post. Make sure it ain't been posted already. Because, nobody want to see no reiterations, what I'm saying? Because it just feels like you're just ignoring other people's stuff. It can be seen as disrespectful. We're just trying to keep it as wholesome in there as possible.
Hey. Always remember.
Go Beyond.